are the Multimedia Men Podcast, and this is our 38th podcast.
Woo!
38 weeks.
Are we pregnant? Are we at full term? I don't know how long.
36 weeks. Is it 4 times 9? Is that 36? Is that... So...
No, there's 4.5 times.
You're asking me math.
4.5 times 9?
I'm kind of a writer. I'm not really a mathematician.
It's around that time. So we're all pregnant. We're about to give birth to a baby.
Yeah, we're
Adam.
Like
we just had our baby shower.
Like
yesterday.
They would tell us to not move. We're probably bedridden at this point.
We're just bedridden
with Quince.
We don't even have it.
Well, I'm
anymore,
just
guys.
Bedridden.
We just have two sets of knees.
Yes. Oh. Andrew Conway's here.
Hello.
Susan Kamyab is here.
Hey.
Super pregnant.
From thisChicksFlix.com.
She's not showing, but we can tell.
In Irving Community Television, where you can watch her. And
yep.
Or you can just watch her on the street.
You can watch her through her window at night.
She'll be catching.
She accepts everything.
She
says yes.
At the Madeline,
she's a yes woman.
I'm a yes woman. Can't rape the willing.
True.
She likes.
Speaking of raping the willing,
surprise.
Don't like them.
Gwen Reyes is here.
I'm here for the rapes.
She's with Fresh Fiction.
She's with
TV.
She's with child.
Fresh Fiction.
Fresh Fiction.
Yes, I am.
Country home cooking.
And the literary expert of WFAA Channel 8 in Dallas.
Well, she's a literary expert.
She's literally the literary expert.
I was asked on screen one time how many books I read that week, and I was like,
what's a book? What?
I read some comics.
You've read like 100 million books.
Not in a week.
billion books read.
That's what she got to, like in a week. I'm like, I don't. Like, who can read?
It depends on the books.
Yeah.
And then we have Adam Conway of the Angelica blog.
And he has a bad
and of the Angelica Film Center.
Jesus Christ.
Of Dallas.
You're killing me, sir. And I'm Brian Kluger.
Brian Kluger.
Yes, with Boomstick Comics.
Of Broomstick Comics, according to most
people. Most people think it's Broomstick.
What's a Boomstick?
You look kind of like a witch.
For at least 5 months.
Brian hasn't read
it's
a comic
the nose.
Book in like 5 years.
Are you a witch?
It's the nose. Yes, I am.
A witch.
And High Def Digest.
Is it, but not
I flat feet.
Ultra High Def Digest?
Ultra?
Yeah.
It's just High Def.
Terrible.
Ultra. Yeah.
Ultra High Def would be the
yes, that's true.
Well, that's the new version. There's ultra high def. It's 4K.
Reviewing pornos.
Ultra high def.
I have a friend that does that.
That's awesome.
Were we supposed to like come together on a movie we were supposed to all watch or something? We never
that's
did
a
that.
Good form.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna. That's
they
one
come
of the
together.
That is a
form.
They came together, guys. Just go watch it. It's
they
awesome.
Came together.
That's the sequel.
I see it.
It's hilarious.
They
see
come
it,
together.
Yeah.
They came.
There was
together.
An old couple sitting next to me. They were totally
into it. They were
not into it.
Don't forget, let's who.
I thought you were going to say they were like, I want to be a cool old person and just be like, this is awesome.
That's you now. You're
look who's coming now.
You're the cool
so
old person at the time.
When my body finally catches up to my Benjamin Buttoning, when I look like I'm 60, but I'm really like 90, I would like that to be that cool person.
Sweet.
Because right now, Gwen's head's 5 inches larger than her body, apparently.
And to call and talk to people while you're in the movie, I can't talk right now because I'm in a movie. My mom does that.
Who's he?
Hey, what's happening right now?
I'm
whose
doing
car
a whisper
is that?
Voice.
I'm talking at full volume.
I used to be that person. I used to be that person that would like answer it and be
I'm
like,
talking at full volume.
You're horrible.
Like, you are not important enough for me to talk to right now. I'm leaving some mystery.
My pager just went off.
Well, it's worse when the guy's like, hey, yeah, I'm in a movie, man. What do you want, man?
This movie theater get pagers.
It's not that good about. I would be like that episode of Catfish where Neve was like, oh, that's a really nice phone. Can I see it? And then throw it in the water. That's what I would do.
Those are the most annoying people.
Myself.
Well, hopefully there isn't a...
Yeah, no, I can talk.
Water
I can talk.
Theater.
I can talk.
I would just
cool
open it. No, I hope not. What's our segment about, Brian?
Our segment, since it's June 29th, we're pretty much at the halfway mark of the year.
It's almost fall, apparently.
Yes. We're June 29th. It's been 6 full months of 2014. And... most of us have seen a lot of movies this year, so we're going to tell me. We're going to come
seen
up
about 20, and they've all been bad.
We're
so
going to
my list is not going to be good.
We're going to come up with our top 5 movies we've seen so far this year.
Five-ish.
I have 7 runners up, but I'm not going to mention any of my runners up.
You're
I'm just going to do the top 5.
So I should go.
Okay, fine. I won't mention
first.
I'm just going to do top 5.
Everyone's going to hear mine. Everyone's going to know my movies.
Okay, so my top five this year so far. Number five is Raid 2.
Yes.
Number four is The Signal.
I loved it.
I loved it.
You hated it?
No, it was okay.
I loved it. Number three is Dom Hemingway.
Oh, that's not my top five.
Number two is Joe.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh.
And number one is Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, that was mine. Yeah.
So I have seven others, but...
You're killing me.
It's a good list.
Go real fast.
So no my, so okay, so...
Just say your runners up so I can say mine.
My runners up. 22 Jump Street, Edge of Tomorrow, Locke, Blue Ruin, Enemy, and Lego Movie.
Wow. Enemy. Enemy is good.
All right,
wait,
Adam.
What were yours again? For
what? My
your
top five?
Top five again?
My top five. The Raid 2.
The Raid 2.
The Signal. Dom Hemingway, because his cock is magnificent. Joe and Grand Budapest Hotel. Those are my top five so far.
Wow. Yes, I'll list off, I guess, some of my...
That's Adam Conway.
This is Adam's list. Raid 2 is in my runners-up. So is the... Captain America, Winter Soldier. This year was a great movie.
I thought it was great.
Then we also have Joe, which I really enjoyed.
Those are runners up.
Yes. And also Tim Vermeer. I had a couple of documentaries.
I love that documentary.
And Jodorowsky's Dune were both my runners up. Getting into my top five, Edge of Tomorrow makes my number five spots. Then we have How to Train Your Dragon 2. Then we have Obvious Child,
hell
which
yeah.
is number three. Number two is 22 Jump Street.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it a lot.
It was good.
And number one is Grand Budapest for me as well.
Oh, that's two for Grand Budapest.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
There's still a lot of good movies coming out this year.
That's true. It is true.
We'll see how that changes, but I love
Fall as you do that.
I'm telling you, the last two years... The Christmas movie that come out have always inched their way up in the top two. It was
massive.
Django that moved in, and Wolf of Wall Street moved to the top. Because
it would have been so like
buried
in the last years.
All right, let's go over to Gabby Hoffman's best friend Gwen Reyes.
Gabby Hoffman will be super happy to know that one of her movies did make it. Yeah, not for her. Cut all her scenes. Okay, so. I also agree. I love Jodorowsky's Dune. I haven't seen 22 Jump Street, but I'm sure I will enjoy it. There's some other movies that I haven't watched because movies are hard. But my number five is Dom Hemingway. Also,
that's so good. I love that movie.
Four was just edged its way in. Was Begin Again, maybe Keira Knightley and Super Buffalo. I loved it.
Good musical soundtrack. I hear
it's the perfect way to do a musical. Also, because I'm not a big musical fan.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I like it when. But it's very good.
Jersey Boys.
Made me feel lots of things in my heart. Three, How to Train Your Dragon 2. And number two is Obvious Child. And number one also seems to be the number one for everybody.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far, my list has been way different than everybody else's.
Mine's
with
really.
The Signal and the Raid 2 in my top five.
I have Raid 2.
But in your runners up.
Okay.
Well, all right, Susan.
Have you guys not seen Boyhood yet?
No,
I missed it.
I missed every screening of it. Yeah.
Well, they're going to have another one, I think. But okay, so runners up is actually Grand Budapest Hotel is a runner up.
Whoa!
Sorry. I could change by the end of the year. I don't know. This was
watch it again.
I love the movie. It's going to be in my top 10 for sure. So is Lego Movie. It's the runners up. Number five is Neighbors. I love Neighbors. It's so funny.
You like Zac Efron?
No. I like Seth Rogen. I don't like that Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne get no punishment for their actions. Like, they were really terrible. They should have gotten punished just as much as Zac Efron's character did.
Well, the whole airbag. They got airbag.
Yeah. Okay. But number four is Joe. Great.
That's like such a good movie.
So good, so good. Three is Fault in Our Stars.
Boo. Just kidding.
So much cancer.
So much cancer. There's a new Fox TV show that's like.
Oh, yeah.
I
just watched it yesterday, and it's very much like Fault in Our Stars meets The Breakfast Club.
Really?
Which you've never seen.
Yeah,
it's really. It's very Glee like, which then it turns out that the director of it.
Glee with cancer, I don't know.
It's got like a Glee-ish vibe.
Glee with suicide.
Sing? No, but it, it's got like that same sort of like the same kind of cast of characters.
We the three kids at the theater for it, so.
Cool.
Glee with suicide.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I almost was going to interview them, but they were too difficult with their organization. But anyways, number two is Boyhood.
I want to see that. I can't wait.
It looks really good.
I mean,
I missed the screening to it.
Linklater has been in a role. Like he,
that was. What about that poor kid? What's his last name now? I don't know. I'm hoping for another 12 years.
He's working on a project, but it's come out a little bit.
It's great. It's got great music, and I just love that, like, every scene in that movie, like, every year, especially for me, since it started in 2002, like, I felt, like, I remembered everything. Like, it was awesome. And number one's Obvious Child. I don't think anything's going to beat that for me. I don't know.
Wow.
I just
calling it now, Obvious Child.
Don't you love that, too, when you see that movie, and you're just like, this is my favorite movie of the year, nothing's going to beat this.
I've seen it 3 times in theaters.
Wow.
And every time, and the last time I cried at the end. I don't know.
I saw Dom Hemingway 3 times in the theater.
I saw the Grand Budapest Hotel twice. It's the only one that
I need to see Grand Budapest again, and I'm hoping to see Boyhood again. So I can have it clear whenever I make my top 10 of the year.
This is good.
Nice.
Excellent. All right. Andrew, what are the movies you hate? Everything's been terrible you've seen.
Yeah. I haven't seen that many movies this year because I've been a little busy. And most of the movies I've seen have not been good, but my most improved, not my top five, but my most improved franchise for sure, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is so much better than the first one.
Yeah,
it was. It was okay, but it was a lot better than the first one. That first one was the biggest POS.
What? I disagree.
It was horrible, man.
Spider-Man 1, I still think Spider-Man was
it was not
better than the second one.
But nothing beats the second.
No way. And then top five, Jodorowsky's Dune is number five
awesome.
For sure. It's definitely one of the indie movies I got to see that I really enjoyed. X-Men First Class. I actually watched that twice.
I liked that movie.
I actually enjoyed it. You know,
I think it has the best scene so far this year, which is the Quicksilver scene.
That's
really good.
One of the best scenes.
Yeah,
that
saved the movie for sure.
Yeah.
But why did they use him the rest of the movie? Come on.
Hey, my dad
might be you. Oh my god, we'll talk about it later.
Oh my god.
And then Edge of Tomorrow, which I
you gotta watch that.
It was
I know.
It was
Edge of Tomorrow's
really
good.
It was so much better, you know, because definitely Tom Cruise hit and miss usually miss, but he actually hit with this one.
Yeah, you're good.
Emily Blunt was great in it. It was watch it for her.
I like Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of him.
No.
But,
I like him. I hear he's a really nice guy, too.
Yeah, exactly. He works
nice
really hard.
Just because he believes in, aliens doesn't mean
that when he sees his aliens come and take his essence.
Yeah, I mean,
it's cool,
like,
you know.
Everyone's
got their
thing.
Everyone's got their thing, for sure.
I still like teen
movies. I have the same problem with Mel Gibson. I think he's a
But I haven't seen
any.
My number three would probably be Lego Movie, because it was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Start dancing.
Everything is awesome.
Thing is cool when you're part of a team.
And you know, it was a surprise because when it came out, people were like, "Oh, it's probably going to be bad because the time it came out during the year." But actually, it was really
so good.
I knew from the minute I saw that trailer.
Oh yeah, Gwen and I sat next to each other.
Yeah.
We did.
And the kid behind us was like, "This is crazy."
What is going on?
Those guys had not made a bad movie yet, so
yeah.
Philip Lord and Chris Miller.
Yeah. And then number two, 22 Jump Street.
So that's two of their movies: Lego Movie and 22 Jump Street.
There we go.
Definitely great. Well, and number one is the other indie movie. I got to see Dom Hemingway too.
Oh,
that was definitely
my
Yeah, I didn't see Grant Budapest yet, so...
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Dom Hemingway's so good.
So many lines.
I do feel like the
end of it kind of falls apart, but it happened so quickly that I was like, I enjoyed everything else.
I really did like Dom Hemingway, but it's like, it was a fun movie, it was a fun script. I can't say it'd be in my
head. Oh, man.
It's in my head. Yeah.
It's such a good movie. Smoking's bad for your health, don't you know? Being a cunt's bad for your health, too. So good. We saw that together, right? We were just like, this is good.
You're like, this movie's amazing.
That's Yeah, I think I saw the director, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was good. That was good. So those are our top five movies of the year so far. We're going to come revisit this at the end of the year and see if what's been knocked out. I'm willing to bet Obvious Child will be knocked out.
I'll probably see a few more. We'll probably see a few more movies.
My thing is Foxcatcher is what I'm waiting to see how that goes. Like that.
All right.
A lot of good stuff. Imitation Game with the...
Nolan's next movie is coming out too. So.
I'm sure my pick will be a small indie flick. It always is.
Transcendence was bleh. But yeah. I think Interstellar is actually...
Most of ours were...
I just want donuts. Anytime I hear Matthew McConaughey do the voiceover for that, I'm like...
Donuts. All right.
Baker's dozen. Get my Baker's dozen.
That's 13 if people don't know what that
means. All right. Well, let us know on our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram what your top five movies so far you've seen this year. And hashtag us at Multimedia Men. Later.